Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Power 93.5, you need to be some Riri this morning. The Hitman and Christina, Friday morning. You know, we got a lot of backdraft, if you will, from the conversation we had yesterday morning.
Right. Yeah, it was...
And if you guys don't remember, I think our dude Jake, I can't remember his name.
I think it was Jake, yes.
Yeah.
There have been so many guys.
He broke up with this girl 2 months ago, and he's now found that a lot of his friends are still friends with her on Facebook.
Right.
He's got a problem with that.
Yeah, he said he wasn't very comfortable. He didn't think that they were actually his friends, if they were going to, you know, keep talking to and being friends with his ex.
To which I said, you know, if you're a true friend, you're not going to be friends with the ex. Well, you guys beat me up about that. Because you said it doesn't matter. Got a lot of calls from people that it didn't matter.
Yeah, because it doesn't.
Some calls from some guys that kind of understood where I was coming from. You know, some of you called it the bro code. Whatever name you give it. It's just a matter of if you're a true friend or not. That's just my opinion. Clearly, you guys don't agree with that. I accept that.
Well, that's very grown up of you. I'm very proud of you.
But there's a lady on the phone that was listening yesterday morning. She's calling in right now. You ready to take her call?
I think so, yeah.
Do we know her name?
I don't, actually. Oh. I didn't ask. Okay. Sorry.
Hey, I'm sorry I don't know your name, but thank you for honing. I know you've been waiting to get on the air with this morning. What's going on? What's on your mind about our conversation from yesterday?
Hi. I was listening to your guys' show yesterday about the whole dating friends and being friends with your exes, friends and things like that.
Yeah. I kind of got beat up about that. Christina said it wasn't a big deal. I said it was a big deal because if they were really your friends, once you broke up with that person, you wouldn't have anything to do with them.
Right. Well, I'm kind of in a situation now similar to the one you're talking about where my friend was dating someone and she stopped dating him and she told me all these bad things about it. So me being a good friend, I was there for her and assumed everything was over. Well, a couple weeks ago, me and her ex kind of started hanging out and...
Wait a minute.
You know...
Wait. So your girl broke up with this dude and told you all these horrible things about him, but you were still friends with him on Facebook and you guys were still kind of, you know, being cool with each other, nothing on a...
Yeah, still being cool, liking each other's pictures, you know, keeping it really innocent.
Right.
And, you know.
So then what?
I started seeing the side she didn't tell me about.
Oh.
You know,
oh,
the good side.
Oh, so it's like that. So basically, you and your girl's ex have hooked up because you guys stayed friends on Facebook?
I guess you could say that, yeah. You know, she needed someone, but in his defense, he needed someone, too.
All about him now.
Well,
I see what the deal is. Wait a minute. Here's what I need to know. Does your friend know that you are dating her ex-boyfriend?
No. I told her I was seeing someone, but she doesn't know who exactly I'm seeing.
What if she's listening to our show right now? She's going to know your voice.
Oh, no. That wouldn't happen. She's out of town.
Whoa. Okay.
Wow.
Girl, you're in a sticky spot.
I know.
Okay, this changes everything. Okay? And it kind of gets back to what I was saying yesterday, that if they're a real friend, they wouldn't be friends with your ex. And now this happens.
Mm-hmm.
Her girlfriend's been confiding in her, telling her things about this guy. And look, you don't have to tell me your intimate details, but it sounds to me by the sound of your voice that you and him may have already made it past third base.
We kind of zoom, zoom into boom, boom.
Oh, snap a doodle doo.
Yeah, it did happen.
Okay, this changes everything. Is it cool with your friend to hook up with an ex? I mean, you're not with them anymore.
Honestly, if it was the other way around, I wouldn't care if she did. Because if he's my ex, he's my ex for a reason. You know, especially if I told her what the problems were with them and she had a full warning and she still wants to date him. Go ahead.
That's a fair point. I like that point, actually.
Go right on ahead.
You wouldn't care if somebody hooked up with your ex, but they're your friend and you confided with them about everything in the relationship. Is that what I hear both of you ladies saying here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. That's how we feel. Huh.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Look, you know what? Whatever you choose to do with your personal life, that's your business. I think it's scandalous. I think it's dirty. I mean, your girl was talking to you and telling you things about her dude. So you kind of had some extra ammo going in. And I don't know if you did or not. It really doesn't matter at this point if you told him anything she may have told you about him. But you guys are together now, and clearly you like him. And clearly you guys are on to the next. Your girl doesn't know anything about it. That makes it even more scandalous.
Well, technically it's not scandalous because I kind of feel like it was going to happen anyway, honestly.
Oh, even when she was with him, you were kind of checking him out?
I wasn't intentionally checking him out. But like I said, you know, I seen him on Facebook and he seemed really down and I tried to be there for him.
Sometimes it's meant to be.
Yeah.
No problem. Thank you for calling, okay?
Thank you.
I can't believe what I just heard. Two, a friend confiding in you about the relationship and then you hook up with their man? Yesterday, we talked about the bro code, but what about the sister code?
Well, come on.
This is wrong.
They're over. They're not together anymore, so, you know, he's free, she's free, they're single, and now they're tussling.
No, that ain't right.
In an intimate way.
Okay, 869-1093, 869-1093, can you believe what we just heard? Your calls right now. What do you guys think? Scandalous. It's Power 93.5. Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse, the Hitman, and Christina. Unbelievable phone call. I'm shocked. I'm aghast. And I'm disgusted.
I mean, I'm not going to say it's not a crazy situation. It is. It's a crazy situation. Apparently, there is this girl. She called in. We really don't know her name, but she called in. She said that her friend broke up with, you know, her boy, whatever. Well, she started talking to the guy. You know, he was hurt. He was in a place where, you know, they had just broken up. So they started talking, and they, you know, got together, I guess.
Yeah, well, I got beef with you on this, okay?
All right, what?
Because you straight up told the girl that you thought it was okay, and you didn't have a problem with it, that her and the dude had broken up, even though the girl was her friend, and she confided in him and told her everything about what was going on in that relationship, and she straight up moved in the minute she turned her back. Dirty, dirty, dirty.
Technically, there's nothing wrong about what happened.
Nah.
Nothing at all is wrong about what happened.
Nah, you all confused.
They were exes.
Okay. 869-1093. Let's hear what the audience has to say about this. Go ahead. What do you think?
No, I can't believe what I just heard. That's raggedy.
That is way raggedy. It's dirty. It's messy. I mean, I'm shocked, quite frankly. And I don't think she was ever this girl's true friend to begin with. And
She wasn't her friend. Because at the end of the day, even though you break up with somebody, if that love was there, you ain't going to ever stop loving them. It's breakup to makeup. So it ain't no telling if they was going to get back together anyway.
That's true. And Christina, shame on you.
What?
I can't believe you think this is okay.
What if this girl and this guy were actually supposed to be together, but her friend just happened to meet him first? Mm-mm. Huh?
Mm-mm. Nah, she raggedy for that, period.
Yeah, she's straight up raggedy. And you know what? This is the kind of friend that you ladies talk about that's always sitting in the room and trying to do stuff with your man.
Exactly. You can't even go to the bathroom without somebody scoping.
Yeah, come on. And she admitted that that's what she was doing when they were together anyway.
But come
she's
on.
Not her real friend.
They're not together anymore.
No.
Nah.
They're an ex.
Thank you.
It don't matter.
Thank you. You're a down sister. I appreciate you. I appreciate your mind thinking what you're talking about. And whoever the man is in your life, I hope he recognizes just how special of a lady he has in you.
Well, hell, I can't even go to the bathroom. Now I'm going to have to scope, too.
All right, thanks for calling. I just don't understand why for the life of me. Hello, Power 93.5. What do you think?
Good morning.
Can you believe this?
No, I can't. Here I am. Here I am telling you guys a couple of years ago, you know, guys are being all butthurt. And here, the women of Wichita are being completely crazy. Crazy. Like, you cannot, in my mind, I can't sit across from another woman, whether you're my friend, best friend, you know, and know that you were intimate with him. Like, that's my ex, and now you guys are together. Like,
and you know what else? You know what else, Bethany, I don't like? I don't like the fact that she knows that her girl is out of town and she calls us up and tells us stuff and puts all this dirt on the radio. Like, we wanted to hear all of this drama.
Now, you know, that should be some, you know, that should be some personal business. Like, that's not something you should blast on the radio for everybody to hear, because that's you.
You're right, Bethany.
You feel like you can forgive him and be around that man. I couldn't. I want to whoop his every time I see him.
Back up. Now the gloves is off. All right, Bethany, we love you, girl. She's whooping butt already.
Girl, got to back up.
869-1093. 869-1093. What do you guys think? Yeah, these ladies are fired up. Oh, we on the air?
Yeah.
Come on. Okay.
It's Cray.
You guys hear me. The women of Wichita are mad this morning.
Yeah.
And ladies, you have a right to be. And if you're just tuning in and you don't know why the ladies of Wichita are all worked up, well, you can thank the chicken head, and I'm going to just call her chicken head.
Oh!
The chicken head. That called up this morning and told us that her girl, who's a friend, has been talking to her about her dude, sharing the intimate things about their relationship. Ladies talk to each other about their relationships. She breaks up with dude. She's still friends with him on Facebook. They start talking. And next thing you know, how did she describe it? They did the zoom zoom and the boom boom. What the hell is that?
I've never heard that one before.
And on top of that, her girl is out of town. She knows her girl's out of town. She calls us up and puts all this dirt on the radio.
And here's the thing, though. The thing that I'm having a problem with, as far as you are concerned, is they're not together.
No.
They're technically not together anymore. She didn't want him. He didn't want her. Something happened.
And that's the problem I have with you. Because you think it's okay.
It is. That's it's fine. It's technically okay.
That's fine.
You can't get mad at them for liking each other.
Go ahead.
How dare they like each other?
869-1093. Come on, ladies. Talk to me. What do you think?
Okay, here's my thing. To each his own, but I feel that if any one of my friends ever wanted to date my ex, that's a straight thought movie. And on top of that, why would you want my sloppy seconds? Like, I just think that's way across the line.
All right, she got descriptive with it. She called him a thought.
Whoa!
No thoughts allowed! All right, cool. I like it. She went to the thought card. Thank you for calling. And if you're listening this morning, you don't know what a thought is, Google it. Power 93.5, what do you think?
I think that is really incorrect. It's foul. There is a girl code, and she totally crossed the girl code. And especially since she had already been scoping this dude prior to even coming on to him. Like, that is just out of there. This is already cool from Wichita, Kansas. Y'all know me, Tree.
Yeah. No, I mean, seriously. She straight up admitted that while her girl was with old dude, that they were doing a thing from across the room. So he kind of knew what was up anyway.
Come on, she was just checking him out.
That ain't cool.
They both were wrong. Him and her was both in the wrong, and both of them need to get their face slapped off 1,000 times.
Damn.
Good Lord. You went a place.
Yeah, she went there. Faces are getting slapped.
Yeah, real
talk. Thank you. See, the women know, and they all agree with me this morning, Christina. I'm sorry, but you were just dead wrong on this. Hello, Power 93.5.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, girl, come on now.
Okay, this child really has no manners.
Mm-mm.
No manners at all. She's trifling, and she's been wrong the whole time. She was in love. Her friend was in love with him, crying over this man.
Mm-hmm.
She confided to her, and she's plotting for her to be her next baby daddy. She knew the whole. You cannot tell me she ain't know. She's out of town. She's calling, and she's just okay with it.
Yeah, that ain't
just okay with it.
Yeah, see, that ain't cool, and that's what's really dirty about it. Here, your friend is out of town. This is supposed to be your sister girl, and you up on the radio talking all this noise about her man that you done took behind her back when you was on your game trying to get that done to begin with.
She needed some advice.
No.
No,
and no, you're wrong too. There's a step-by-step that goes with that. They might be meant to be happily ever after coming or whatever, but there's a step-by-step. First, how about you notify your best friend who's probably still crying over this nothing, man?
Yeah.
How about you notify her?
Well, and see, that's the other part. She hasn't told her, so you know she's probably still talking to her about her, and she doesn't even know that her girl is already with old dude, and she's probably sitting with her on the phone going, yeah, girl, that is dirty, dirty, dirty.
Mm-hmm. And then just don't invite them to the wedding. These hoes don't have no manners.
I ain't having it. Thank you.
They ain't loyal.
Thank you. You named it. The girl ain't loyal. 869-1093. Power 93.5. The Power Morning Playhouse. The Hitman and Christine. I got to tell you, I'm a little worn out.
I'm quite exhausted as well.
And if you're just tuning in and you don't know why, we had a lady, and we didn't even get her name, but she was listening yesterday on the show, and we were talking about, you know, Facebook, because there was this guy who broke up with this girl, and some of his homies were still friends with his ex on Facebook, and he had a problem with it.
Right.
To which you guys pretty much roasted me. You were like, look, they're not together anymore. He can't tell her who can be her friends and who can't be her friends.
Yep.
Okay, I took my beating like a man.
Right.
But this morning, a lady called up, and like I said, we didn't get her name. But she said a similar thing happened to her with her girlfriend, who was with this dude. She would talk to her about old dude. She would tell her intimate things about their relationship. Her friend breaks up with the guy. They're still friends on Facebook. Next thing you know, she's hooking up with him. They're having intimates. She hasn't even told her girl that she's talking to her ex, and they've only been broken up, what, 3-4 weeks? It wasn't that long, guys. And old girl, the friend, has already moved in because they were still friends on Facebook, and boom, there you have it. I took a beating yesterday about the bro code. But look, this is wrong on so many levels, and this gets to the heart of my point. It's wrong. It's just wrong.
She just took it one step further, that's all.
Okay.
So it's not really that different than yesterday's situation.
Yeah, Christina has no problem with it, by the way, guys.
I don't.
You guys keep commenting on Facebook and on Twitter. What are some of the comments?
We've got some people saying they can both be exes. And, you know, they don't understand why people have to do that, why I have to cross that line. You know, you got to be a true friend.
Yeah, okay, all right. The phones are still going, too, at 869-1093. We got a guy on the phone that's got a different perspective. All right, dude, I'm listening. What up?
I can one-up that story.
What?
I'm ready.
All right, so my best friend, his ex-girlfriend, is my current fiance, and I have a kid with her.
Huh. When they broke up, how long were they broken up before you got with her old girl?
Oh, probably about 3 months.
And were you guys still friends on Facebook after he broke up with her?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
You're awful quiet.
No, see.
Is this okay?
No, this is just the male version of the chick they called up. That's all.
You know what's funny though is he's still my best friend.
Yeah, well, he's stupid.
Let that stuff get in the way.
He's stupid. Hello, Power 93.5. What up with it?
I met my best friend in college, and I was messing around with this guy, and it didn't work out. I mean, he was really, really weird.
Yeah.
And I was talking to my friend about it, and I guess she got feelings for him, so she would be happy, and that's what I wanted for her.
See?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with Christina. I mean, it's kind of shady, I understand, but she's a real friend, and she would want her best friend to be happy. So.
Yeah, see? That's what it all comes down to. You want your friends to be happy.
I heard everybody eating you up on the other side of the phone. I was like, okay, I need to call her.
Yeah, see? Thank you, girl.
All right.
She gets me.
Thank you, guys.
That's fine. There's a group of y'all out there.
I just want my people to be happy. I want my friends to be happy. I want anybody that I've been associated with.
These people that are like
this,
they're your people. Are you kidding me? I'm so upset right now.
You can't form words.
I only want to look at you. I'm turning my head.
He is actually turning his head.
869-1093. This is just dirty. Power 93.5. After all this time, it still sounds so good. Makes me want to head out to the club and get my swerve on.
Okay. I can't see you in a club. I really can't.
Yeah. kind of a bad look, isn't it?
Yeah, you probably look like I do at a club. I'm just like, okay, well, I'm going to be in the corner. Bye, wow. Everybody.
Wow.
Sneak out.
Wow.
That's how I do.
Just put me in a corner. That's how I see how it is. We got our girl Sandy on the phone. She's going to have the last word this morning about the conversation regarding the girl that caught up last hour, who basically picked off her girl's man on Facebook and hooked up with him behind her girl's back, didn't tell old girl what she was doing. Girl still doesn't know.
See,
she still don't know.
What I don't understand is how is it okay for the situation yesterday to be okay, but today it's not? Just because we flipped the gender roles.
No, I never said it was okay yesterday. I said it was a bro code.
I know, but everybody that's been calling in, I don't understand.
Well, because now it's the girl code.
Now it's a girl. And she took it one step further.
Yeah.
3 weeks after they had broken up.
Yeah, if it's the brothers, that's one thing. But
it doesn't make
girls,
any sense.
Hold
on. That makes zero sense.
All right, Sandy, come on, girl, bring it. What do you think? You get the last word.
Good morning, Hitman. This is your girl, Sandra.
Hey!
Hey, Sandra.
Sandra always has words of wisdom.
All I can say to the tricky tramp is this, baby. Whatever he did to your homegirl is called double up. Get ready, baby. It's coming. Whatever it was, it's coming, baby. Get ready, tricky tramp.
She said double up. It's just like a poker game.
Oh, Sandra.
Maybe I shouldn't have used poker. But thank you for calling, okay?
You're welcome, baby. Y'all have a good day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.